really didn't get used to each other, but I know that we have a love and a marriage that will last forever, and the kind of love that it takes to make a good marriage, and just be happy to get back home and get our family started and buy us a little house somewhere. And of course, we already got a new car. Well, we hadn't got it yet, but we'll have it there by the time I get there. She's probably got it by now. And like I've always told y'all, we got great plans for the future, and I know without a doubt that we're going to be able to fulfill them. And, well, these last days seem like they're just dragging by so slow, but I know that it's not going to be long now until I'm wake up that morning, be in my old Class A's, ready to climb on that plane, head on back home. I hadn't seen none of the boys, Tommy or Larry, or none of them. I got the word that Tommy got busted again. There's a guy got transferred over here from the 34th. He was in a different company, but he told me about it. And they said he busted him down to E2 again. I hated to hear that because I think he was about ready to make Spec 4. And I guess he came into service to E2. He'd go out of E2, I guess. And I guess he got all tightened up on his beer or something. I don't know. But I got a letter from Larry here last week. I told y'all about that, and he's up around Play Coos somewhere. Seems to be doing okay. He and I correspond with letters, and, you know, we write each other and everything. You told me in your letter, Mom, that none of them heard from him in about 2 weeks, Larry's mother and dad or Tommy's mother and dad. Well, there's no excuse why that Tommy couldn't have gotten his mail out, because the mail that leaves from there is with the same bunch that leaves from here. And I know that y'all don't go that long without a letter from me. And in Larry's standpoint, I know that probably it is hard for him to get his mail out up there, because he is in a pretty bad place. But I'm sure that the Lord's going to watch over him and guide him through the next days that he's got over here. And, well, we ride each other. We both excited about getting to come home. We're hoping we get to leave here at the same time, you know. And maybe we will. We got the same D-roll state. Well, y'all, this tape is just about gone, and so I guess I'll cut it off. And if it runs off while I'm talking, well, you know, I'm closing with my love to all of you. And I'm thinking about you every day, and y'all are in my prayers every night. And the day's going to be here now before too long that we'll all get to be together again. And we won't have to be pulled apart, so far apart like that we have now. Dad, you're out of the service, and you'll be there. I'll be out of service then. Brother Mac, you got your service done, so we'll all be there, and it'll all be a thing that we all got behind us then. Well, everything will be so much happier for all of us. Well, I'm going to cut this off. I can't tell how much is left on it, but I know it's about to run off, so I'm saying goodnight to all of you, and God bless you, and you know that I'll be home soon, and please, y'all don't be worrying about me, because I'm going to be okay. I love all of you, and I think about you each and every day and every night. But in the day goes by, I don't think about my loved ones back home. And Mom, if this tape gets there on your birthday and says, if it gets there on your birthday and says, love, I wrote yesterday, well, I'll say that.